please do anything and everything. Don't convert these kirtans into only rituals. Feeling has got to be there. And the secret, the importance of feeling is very well understood. If you understand one supreme truth, and that is everybody of us, without exception, has to face Yamraj. Our lives are full of sins. We hope that like Ajamil, because we have chanted a bit here and there, so Vishnu Dittas will arrive. But we don't know. Only the people who see us dying may decide whether there was Yamdutas or Vishnu Dutas. And unfortunately, we will not hear it. Because we have seen so many people passing away, no? So some people pass away very calmly and comfortably. There is nothing they feel. It's just a gradual change, you know. Some people have to struggle. The end must be very comfortable. That's our endeavor. And where there are names of Krishna, being non-different from Krishna himself, they should spread the peaceful attitude in the whole of life. Passion should be decreased completely to minimum, except that we are showing passionate mood in service of Krishna. In service we have to be very active. But otherwise, our whole being must be exhibiting by now the complete peace. And this is how we try to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, whether we have realized or not. As soon as these lines come into our mind, all peace is pervaded. As soon as you chant Mahamantra, all peace is there again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is no passionate mood. Krishna and Ram, they are very peaceful. Because the being transcendental, they don't have any material inabilities in them. The three modes of material nature are completely absent. It is high time now, at least we are, since last 25 or 30 years, we are following this culture. Now is the time our devotional service should mature. Maturity must be exhibited. And it's natural. You cannot show maturity and you are not mature. That becomes a show. So maturity should come from within. And by understanding these things, we can very well exhibit the maturity. See you. Jaya Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana, Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana. It's completely peaceful. And even without understanding, it gives us peace. Jaya. And we are very clear in our mind that the glorification is the only monopoly, is monopoly of the Supreme Absolute Truth. We can never have glorification. If we try, we are consumed by so many attractions here, and being there, we are completely contaminated by the three modes of material nature. Somehow or the other, the major part of the day, we should try to come out of this. And this is the only way. See, glorification is of Krishna, and his foster mother is Yashoda. The literal meaning of Yashoda is she gives us the fame. Yes. And this is one of the opulence of Lord. And this opulence we can never have unless we have unflinching faith in the process and thereby in Krishna. So unflinching, unmoving faith we must cultivate. Our constitutional position, as we know, being part and parcel of Krishna, there is no other way but we have to serve the Absolute Truth. Or we may have one of the relationships out of five. All these relationships can very well be realized just by peacefully, shant. That is the first relationship. Shant. You have to be completely peaceful. And as soon as we see his energies, unknowingly we are peaceful. Suppose we see the mass of water, we go to the beaches. There is no reason why we should go there. But everybody of us love. And if you cannot go to the beaches, they have the, in this country I have heard, that they have the tape records, tapes, you know, now CDs maybe, of the sea sound. And that gives us the idea that I am in the beach. Somehow or the other, we are attracted because the mass of the water is his energy. And not only that, but when we deeply think about it, the sea may appear calm, you know, completely. And that increases our calm. As soon as calm is introduced in our life, then nothing disturbs us. And any situation we have to face, we are cool. Again, cool is a misleading word here, because it's a cigarette. I'm not talking of that cool. It's our cool. So as soon as the calm is there, because of his, just seeing his energies, completely we are calm, you know. And as soon as we are calm, unknowingly we become cool. Nothing disturbs us. There are no ripples in our life, which are necessarily caused by these different lower modes particularly, ignorance and passion. And there are millions of combinations of these three modes which always non-stop they trouble us. And every time we have to keep them quiet. This is a continuous endeavor. Granatasya svacheshtitam. Granatasya means you accept by svacheshta, by your own endeavor. And this is endeavor. Yashoda gives us unparalleled fame. And every living entity is struggling for that. I want to be famous, you want to be famous, you want to be famous, everybody wants to be famous. But we don't know that only Yashoda can give. And why this opulence is given by her? Because she is the mother of Krishna. And we very well know from our experience that cow can only produce calf. Dog will produce dog. Hog will produce hog. Human being will produce human being. So equal species can have the same type of children. Same species, I mean to say. So Yashoda must be belonging to Krishna species. Unless she is Krishna species, Krishna will not accept her as a mother. And Krishna's feces means Sat-Chit-Anand. Eternity is there, complete knowledge is there, and because eternity is there and knowledge is there, the third thing is bound to be there, and there is bliss. And there is again ocean of difference between the happiness and bliss. These all living entities who are completely in touch with Krishna like us, through his names, through his literatures, through Srila Prabhupada's explanations, and through so much spiritual infrastructure we have. We have videotapes, we have. Today we saw so nice, Edwara Prabhu brought the nice tapes in the videotapes. We could see the oldest temple in center of London, Bury Place. I don't know how you obtained, but those things are very pleasing to know. Prabhupada always insists that the temples may be small, but the structure should be in that way there, that it forces us to be peaceful. And that is the temple structure. And that is real Yashoda. Our yash increases by going to that place only. He showed us the Bari place, I remember. That time I was a congregation member. I didn't know much about it, but I liked to go there. And every day for Mangalati, I'd be there. And then for 6 months, they watched me coming and going. I was sitting for Bhagavatam class sometime. And they were leaving, chanting my rounds there, a few rounds. So then Ranchod Prabhu is there still. Ranchod, you might be knowing. He's in London, you might be knowing. Ranchod, who does some seva sometime in Vrindavan. Yeah. He has planted the trees around the Parikrama Margit. He's still there. So one day he came to me and he said, we take breakfast after this. So please, you are coming for since 6 months. So now you should take breakfast. And I said, thank you very much. Then I insisted that I'll take breakfast and then go. Please. Somehow or the other, this was the yes, in my regular life. Otherwise, we had everything with us. But this was lacking. And that is Yashoda. Unless you come to the mother of Krishna, you cannot have these at all. One of the opulence, we may have riches. Please don't commit a mistake. Riches and opulence, they are completely different. Riches is not opulence. One mistaken idea that if I have $1,000,000, I will be opulent. No, it's completely wrong. Riches is riches. You may have 10 houses, 20 houses, whatever. You may have some fields, or you may own helicopters or airplanes, doesn't matter. So many people have, but they don't have opulence. Opulence is the meaning that with all these facilities, you are completely unflinchingly attached to the devotional service of Krishna, which is never non-different from Krishna himself. Here in the spiritual world, the process and the goal is the same. We are discussing about him. He is very well present here. And that's why we are keeping quiet. See, nobody is moving except one monkey type. Everybody is quiet. Why? Who keeps us quiet? No doubt, you all have taken prasad, and that's the. So that's why your stomach is full. Now you can hear as much as you can. Please. Prabhupada always gave very, very much importance in prasadam. That was his best way. I was attracted by prasadam. I don't know about you. Because Bhadra Prabhu feeds us, so free prasadam. Come on. One after the other, chapatis go, rice go, and rasgullas go, and this go, and that go, chutneys are there, these are there. God. We don't, we treat our stomach as a godown then. Whatever comes, goes in. That is not opulence. Opulence is that whether free or whatever, stomach is only 6 inches. And if you are really opulent, means we are completely saturated by Krishna katha, by Krishna's devotional service. Their saturation point must be very well recognized and experienced in our life. And when you can say be saturated? When you have plenty of it. And now you are completely saturated, so you are relishing that. So the saturation point only comes when we are really unflinchingly attached, undivided, with undivided attention. Ananya chaitaha satatam. And this ananya chaitaha satatam gives the one of the opinions, yasha. The condition is very serious. Ananya chaitaha, we are not attracted to anything else. Satatam, always. Yo mam smarati nitesh. Tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yogina. How nice Krishna's words are, beautiful. Being non-different from Krishna. Each word is very potent. Ananya chaitaha, our chaita, our mind, has two qualities. It's flickering and unsteady. Chanchalam asthiram. But we have to make it steady. Completely steady. No chanchalam. Enough of monkey behavior we had. Now this is the time when we should completely become steady. And that is ananya chaita. That mind cooperates with you. It's high time now our minds must cooperate with us. And as soon as your minds cooperate with you and you have unflinching faith in the devotional service, means in Krishna, and then that will force you to be completely steady and very peaceful. We are not disturbed then by the ups and downs of the life. Always there will be some waves of the modes of material nature in our life. But we people are not affected. We are unflinchingly attached. And this is the opulence. Whether we have riches or not, we forget one thing. Then maybe there is a richest person is here. But we forget that he has a material body. That we don't see. We only see his riches. And we completely are mistaken to think that he is opulent. He is not opulent, he has got his body. And those who have accepted the material bodies, they have to undergo 7 problems at least, if not more. Birth, death, disease, old age is there, and then bodily ailments are there. Nobody can. I think the more money you have, the more bodily ailments you have. Then other people are troubling him. Then again, natural disasters are there. There's the 7 problems are eternally present. All the conditioned souls have this permanent settlement of these 7 problems. Whether riches don't make any difference. But if the man is opulent, if the living entity is opulent, then these 7 things also don't trouble him. Sansar dharmair avimunyamana. He definitely thinks that this is sansar dharma. We have accepted material existence, and this is the nature of the material existence, that we have to have birth, we have to have death, we are in between, we have to have old age and sickness. So he knows that. Sansara dharma, all those three miseries also, we have to have. Sansara dharma. And he can only think if he has full faith in the process, in the devotional service of Krishna. That living entity only can think that this is the dharma, sansara dharma. Other living entities are baffled. And there are so many here, plastic surgery is going on, and they hang the muscle like this and that. And they hang one muscle and 10 fall down again. And eventually, so happened that their face is not worth looking at. They just keep themselves in the house. Then plastic surgery is not there. And if he's white, he becomes black. If he's black, he becomes white. Don't know really what is happening. The material arrangements fall short of removing these 7 miseries. And as soon as we realize this, we don't run after that hanging of the muscles. That's not our business that we have studied so far and realized. That is a real thing, isn't it? And if it is a real, it is asked. Real asked. As soon as you know the reality, that is your realization. And I have realized that my old age cannot be checked. So I don't worry about it. Otherwise, every time I have gray hair, then just for the men. I run after the being young. And he looks like a monkey, really. But the face is completely old and hair is black. It doesn't fit him. The hair exactly fits our face. That we don't know. Why? Because I have not realized. Realization is completely forget. And once this is the case, the opulence is completely absent. And we don't understand Yashodhana. We don't have any opulence then with us. And then Yashoda, Nanda Nandana, you know, Nandana. As soon as you understand this, Nandan, you are Nandan, you are completely blissful. And as soon as you take these things as inevitable and the nature of the material existence, you are completely at peace with these things also. And as soon as you have become peaceful and blissful in your own condition, that is the starting point of realization. That is where the Krishna appears. Krishna is very pleased with you that whatever he is pursuing, punishing us, we have taken, accepted it. And finished. Then Krishna says, this is the candidate now. He has learned to be immune to these defects, and now I must come to him. So he comes in the form of different saints and sages and everything. And that living entity then tries to be austere, Vraja. And all these Vraja people, those who like walking, those who like to have austerities, those who like to sleep on the floor, those who like to sit on the floor, this is all Vraja. And because you are following these austerities, you become Vraja Jana. And as soon as you are Vraja Jana, you are completely committed to the austere life. As soon as you are committed to the austere life, then Ranjana, he is very much interested in you. We begin from Yashoda. And as soon as we follow this argument, this truth from this line, then our mind is completely covered by his presence, and then naturally, feelingly we chant, you know, Jaya Yashoda Nandana, and we are not hurrying up at all. We relish. The more slowly and gradually you go, you relish his presence. Nada Brahma it is known as. Sound incarnation of Krishna. And this is the first touch of Krishna to us. Jaya Yashoda Nandana. Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana. Jaya Vrajajana Ranjana. And this is not regarding this, but any line from any verse or any bhajan, you understand properly and you sing it with feelingly, Krishna accepts this. Bhavagrahi. Is bhavagrahi. He takes your attitude. He doesn't want anything else from you. He is supplying everything to us. But he wants bhava back, you know. Please, this bhava cannot be borrowed from anybody. Anybody could not give us. This is self-endeavor. The more you endeavor to sing this one bhajan only, eventually you will have bhava. If you are very serious, study few verses from Bhagavad Gita, you will have that bhava. See, there are eight qualities of Krishna in eighth chapter. And how nice it is, you know. Kavim Puranam Anusha Sitaram Anoraniyam Samanusmaredya Survasya Dhataram Achindirupam Aditya Varnam Tamasaha Parastad. This is the experience of Krishna. Where are you going to search for him? He is already situated, Uru Swana, in the sound of these things. He is situated. In other sounds, he is not situated. That's why in our temples, at least, when people join or we are there, then we don't speak nonsense. Who stops you? But the deity's presence is there and very nicely decorated. Right? In the temple, it's really congratulations to them who dress the deities. Very nicely, basically the altar is there. As soon as you go, feel like, oh, like Vaikuntha we feel. Oh, it's so beautiful. Eh? And then because it is beautiful, we are awestruck. You just like this, and oh, it's very beautiful. And there is no other idea in our mind. As soon as he comes to the Bhagavad Gita to us, there is no other idea. As soon as you go to the Himalayan range or any mountain, high mountains, we see many times from the plain also, completely we are awestruck. Is this Krishna? It's his energy, no? Prithvi is his energy. We see the part of Prithvi, or we see snow on the top of the mountain, and we are very pleased. We say, how big it is. And you go to Badrinarayan, or Kedarnath, or Jamnoti, Yamnotri, and you see big mass of mountain stone, and you're completely awestruck. Is it? Is it? This is opulence. As soon as we realize Krishna through his energies, then the opulence starts. And you are full of opulence. Because you are full of opulence, you don't worry about the riches. Minimum we have to have anyway. So that, if that necessity is met, then we don't hanker after it. Na shochati na kangshati. He's not thinking much about it. Na kangshati, he doesn't have any desire. Hankering is completely absent. And this is the nature of the devotee. Why? Because he has realized. This is the thing. And one verse, one bhajan, or one line can give us so much. How much it would bestow upon us if we are 24 hours a day engaged? And why not? That's again a question. Then one, we should remember always this instruction, that we are all situated in different status of our prescribed duties. We have our own age. We have our own liking of work. Either we are having Brahminical work, or Kshatriya work, or Vaishya work, or Shudra work, whatever. So we are doing our prescribed duty very nicely. That gives you completely peace from the material side. And then in addition to it, you come home with a satisfied mind, and then you sit, Jaya Yashoda Nandana. And I'm pronouncing, she is giving me Yash. Yashoda. Da means Dadati. I give you. Yashoda, Jaya Yashoda Nandana. And as soon as I have opulence, I'm completely peaceful. One of the opulence of Krishna bestows us the second quality, and that we are completely full of blissfulness. And that's why the devotees are not easily disturbed. What in that we were starting from Bombay to go to London, and we had already tickets. And these boys were with me. They are from New Zealand, nice brothers. So we had a ticket and we had to change the date. So before 15 days, I had sent the boys to Bombay. And they had changed the date and re-updated the tickets. So we were completely at ease that we are going. And as soon as we came, we were a bit late in coming to the airport. And there was very little time. So I told him that please now check immediately and so that we can go. 2 hours later we went there and it was wrong dated. Instead of 9th of April, June, 9th of May, it was dated 9th of April. They said, you can't go. It's the boy's mistake. They both of them went to Bombay and they didn't look at. They just printed the ticket, everything all right. So now they were completely puzzled that I've come here. Now, we had to go back maybe. The car already gone, but they thought they're gone. So everybody was gone. Now we had to somehow they struggled to go back to the temple. So they were puzzled really. So I was there, I was sitting in my wheelchair. I was completely quiet. What's the use now? They have committed a mistake, that's it. So then what happened that I told them that if Krishna wishes, we'll go. If not, we'll go back to the temple. And anyway, to our surprise, they were very busy, those people were busy to find out a place and how to correct it. So because we were completely quiet, they did the job. And within 5 minutes we were gone to the airport, to aeroplane. I mean to say, the disturbance unnecessary complicates the matters. In the unfavorable circumstances, we should more deeply think about Krishna than to think about anything else. Otherwise we flare up. Then the modes of the material nature, they take the control of our mind. And then we don't know what we are talking. Anger particularly. We don't know who is there and to whom we are talking and what we are talking. So please, this is Yashoda. Because we are completely full of opulence, we are completely peaceful with the situations. And we have full faith in the maxims of Bhagavatam. Dhyad Vishwara Vasham Jagat. It's none of their mistake. It's Krishna wanted to do that. Otherwise they would have taken care of it. And as soon as you see Krishna in every situation, you are completely peaceful. This is Yash. This is one of the opulence. And this is known as the opulence. So we may not have that much riches, but we can have plenty of opulence. And opulence is the real riches, where you are always in connection with the Supreme Absolute Truth. And only one word gives us this idea. That please have this opulence and you are completely nandana, you are blissful complete. And not only that, but you will austere, vraja, again you will walk here and there, you will, whatever you do, you can fast, you can do anything. These all austerities, with a very beautiful attitude, we do it. Otherwise the general populace, if they don't get sandwich at 11 o'clock, they will bang the whole office and go away, you know. I want it. Do you say I will die? And we, days together, we don't accept. This is a pleasure. And that's why we run to Vrindavan many times to see that everybody is walking there. Gordhan Parikrama is there. Vrindavan Parikrama is there. That big Parikrama is there. And every year or Bhadra Prabhu is managing there since last so many years. Why should he go? There are no need. But he wants to be Vrajajana. And as soon as he becomes Vrajajana, then Krishna is there to ranjan you, to entertain you. He comes in front of you. Just walk around Gordon Hill or walk here from here to the temple and he is with you. Please. Experience this. And this is the real peace of mind. And this only can give us the peaceful attitude. All other things are unnecessary ripples in our life or in temple's life or whatever. So many things are going on here and there. But we must come to this conclusion that these matters are very temporary and they are in a passing phase. They come and go. Naturally, they will go away, Krishna willing. And as soon as you come to this conclusion, then we have in full faith that Yad Ishvara Vasham Jagat, the whole universe is under the control of Ishvara, of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And as soon as this idea is digested, we have full faith in Ishvara, then we will not be disturbed. This is the meaning of this line alone. And this one line only can improve our life to the best of our ability to go back home, back to Krishna. Please don't doubt about this. As soon as the living entities start doubting, therefore faith shows. Doubtful people, because of the doubtful nature, they lose their beauty or handsomeness or whatever you call it. They completely lose. From the face you can tell that whether he is faithful or not. Or nothing touches you. Always happy. I don't know what medicine you are taking. I don't know, I say, I'm taking. This is, please. Nobody. We are all from that clan. We have completely changed our clans now. And we belong to that clan who is completely blissful amid these ocean of miseries. Sansarinam karuna yaha purana guhyam. And Prabhu was very kindly to help these our sansaris like us, completely getting rotten in Janma Mrityu Jaravadi. Four problems and three misery. And Karunaya, he was merciful to us. So at the later age, he came out of the country and he has toiled and moiled so much for delivering us. And then we are thanking him day and night by again and again, going to his scriptures. And the rest of the things which are described in 10th canto or whatever Krishna Leela is there, we don't worry. As soon as you are blissful, or as soon as you are opulent, all these things will be clear in your mind automatically. It depends upon everybody's endeavor. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has really stopped us from discussing these things in public. The public is not ready. Public is never ready for these things. And if they are not ready, these same pastimes they will take in the other way. And they think that Krishna is sense gratifier. Please, please, this offense we must stop. Everybody has to elevate himself or herself to come to this. And that's why to come to this level, we must get out of the from the completely obnoxious atmosphere of different millions of combinations of the modes of material nature. Still we are not out. So daily we have to do that trying. Daily we have to struggle. And as soon as you struggle, then everything will be clear in front of your eyes. Because he is chit, he is knowledgeable, completely knowledgeable. And we are part and parcel of him. So he will definitely bestow upon us his mercy. And by that we will be completely knowledgeable. Don't worry, don't be hurry to go to those things. It is gradual process. And before that, fortunately, there are 9 cantos before 10th canto. So those 9 cantos have to be digested, and we should raise ourselves to the platform of his species, and then we will try to understand these things. By my describing, you may be misguided. So this effect should be completely stopped. Only we have to struggle with the presence of Krishna in our life. And presence is very much there. If you try to utilize your time to understand him, go through Prabhupada's literatures. He has given everything there. And as soon as you go there, the natural effect is that you are not troubled by the modes of material nature. No shouting, no screaming is there. Nothing. We are completely peaceful crowd. And if you are really blissful, Nanda Nayana, then he will definitely help you. And as soon as he comes in our life, our health never goes bad. Body may go bad sometime, but we are healthy. Please understand this. Body will definitely go wrong sometimes. But we are healthy. And our mind is very sound. Sound mind is a sound body. Mind, body always follows the mind. We should never give in to all these concocted sicknesses or this or that. See, no. Otherwise, if you someday we were in Minneapolis, and somebody was asking me, "Maharaj, do you go to Bhaktivedanta Hospital? In Bombay we have our ISKCON hospital there." So he thought that every 2 months I should be getting checked up. So I told, "Why? I don't feel any uncomfortable." So no, he said, "You should have checkup. And if you don't have their checkup, I know the doctor, he's Indian doctor, he will freely check you up. I told, "He may freely check up my body, but if there is something wrong, then I should go, isn't it?" I don't feel anything. So till I don't feel anything, why should I go and have check up? Please, save from these unnecessary checkups. And then, you have a checkup, you know. Our friend was in Australia, you know. This is a fact. Just before 3 months I was there. So one man, two friends were there. So one was going to the doctor to have a checkup. He had some trouble, some diabetes or something. So he went for checkup. The other one said, "You also come with me. We'll just have my checkup and come back." So they both went there. So the other one, both were initiated devotees. So the other one also, he said to him, "Come on now, I have to come for my checkup. You also have a checkup." He said, "No, I'm all right. No, better have a checkup." So he also said, "All right, I'll come, I'll have a checkup." And the result was, all the four veins are blocked. I mean, you're walking, you're talking, you're eating, you're doing work, and what happens to your veins? It's unimaginable. And doctor, is it four veins are blocked? He said, "Now what is doing that?" "By power." "Quadruple." And is it? So that doctor was very expert in bypass surgery. He said, "Now, when? As soon as possible." So he said, "Every time, give me the appointment." I said, "I don't have time for 3 months, but only I'm free tomorrow." "All right, doctor, tomorrow." And walking he came, and he was forced to sleep on the bed, man. And next day it was operation. The family came crying. "What happened to you?" "Nothing happened." "No, you're all right." No, four veins are blocked. This is a fact. He was operated. And now he was not heart patient at all. Now he's heart patient. And then you have to take lifelong tablets. You have to clean the veins. I mean, if I had to take the tablets to clean, why am I bypassing it? Bypass means cure, isn't it? No. Your veins are blocked. So we have already changed. I have done my craft. But now you have to keep them clean. So again I have to keep them clean. Why? What did you do then? Please. We are not criticizing anybody. But this is not needed. What happens? Suppose we have something. So what is the end result? What's the end result? Die. That's it. One day we are going to die, isn't it? When I was sick, the doctor was telling me, "You don't want to get well." And I was getting the treatment, you know. In my nose there were tubes. In my mouth there was a tube. In the hand there was saline going on. This was tried, that was that. And I was not able to speak. So even then I gave them writing, "I don't want your treatment." So they said, "You are going to die." So then I again wrote, "Are you going to leave?" There is no answer for this. So they said that he doesn't want treatment, leave him alone. So they took out all the tubes and everything. I was completely free. So after 2 days I started improving. He said, how are you? I told, all right. Hey, you are improving. I said, yes, because you are not there. Please, please. This is a fact again. We are ready to die. It doesn't matter. Now my age is over. My time is over. So it doesn't matter. So what treatment I want again? I told, now let us have my treatment. At the end of the life, we have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Why? Because this yash was there. Otherwise, I would be completely baffled. Am I going to die? Is it? Okay. Then the toast tube and feeding. I mean, if I am not able to eat, don't give me eating. That's what Bhagavatam says. If you are not able to eat, please wait. Today you are not eating, tomorrow definitely you will eat. If not tomorrow, again day after tomorrow, definitely you will have. But we are not patient, and we are patient. Because we don't have patience, we are a patient. And he cuts here and he cuts, you are a patient, don't talk. And when you are cutting my heart, you are crushing my heart, you are mending the nerves, and I should not speak. And how are you? Very good. Please, please. Be ready to die. And one thing we should completely forget, every living that is here, prapayamiya surate. Hiranyakashipu consults his mother when Hiranyaksha was killed by Varaha Bhagavan. And he says, priya samasa na ekatra. Na ekatra priya samasa. The dear living entities or near and dear people to us are never going to be together. And what is our condition? Prapayam eva suruvate. You know, in Vrindavan, in summer particularly, they have the free water drinking centers. So people who are thirsty, they come there. We are like that crowd. As soon as we drink water, we go away and never to be seen by those crowd again. That is our position. All these different living entities are just staying with us for some time. As soon as the time is over, everybody is departing. So we should not worry about it. I mean to say, we should not be careless, but we have to accept this fact. And Bhagavatam gives us real opulence. And in the midst of the misery also, because we are seeing Krishna in the misery, we are not worried at all. And then there will be a start of understanding the 10th canto. Otherwise, with all these disturbances in your life, if you try to touch that canto, at the best you will be Sajya. Because you don't understand. So you have to go to Vrindavan, put on sari and dance like a gopi. There is no need, please. No need of it, please, please. And this is our endeavor. Prabhu has wrote so many thousands of purports, thousands of lectures he has given, thousands of letters he has written. Never he dealt with these things. Do you remember? Have you seen any letter describing God? Once he was in Radhakund, and people were waiting that now Prabhupada will describe Radha. And he came out and he took seminar on Udeshamrut, nectar of instruction. Those 16 verses he discussed. Please, please. Vidura wanted to know about Krishna. Then what are the pastimes of Krishna? So the Uddhava was tired. Uddhava wanted to get rid of Vidura. So he said, go to Maitreya. He knows better. He sent him to Maitreya. While going, Uddhava forgot that he is going to ask about Krishna. He says, all these living entities, they are trying to be happy. How can they be happy? And then he realized, hey, I want to ask about Krishna. How am I asking this? This is the case of the great Yamraj's incarnation. He knew everything, and even then he didn't ask about the pastimes of Krishna. Please don't be unnecessarily misguided regarding this. Everybody, he is very respectful for us. But we have our own foundation, very strong. And that foundation doesn't allow us to quit Prabhupada and unnecessarily roam about here and there. No. As soon as you commit that apradh, even Krishna will not tolerate it. And the bankruptcy of a devotional service, what a little service is there in your mind, will be there. So please save yourself. And first, try to improve our living by forsaking the modes of material nature. Otherwise, we will be committing again and again and again. Same thing. And if you go with this attitude to further skentos, then we will destroy ourselves. But even then, there is arrangement. Prabhupada also thought that. But what he did expertly, that he knew that he is not going to survive for 10th canto maybe. So very kindly what he did, that he has given us the Krishna books. So please, if you at all want to read about 10th canto, then please read Krishna book. That chapter you should read first. And take the hints from Prabhupada's writing, and then go to the same chapter in 10th canto. You will understand more. When you read the story in Krishna book, you will find out, if you study very seriously, that each sentence or two, they are the translations of the shlokas. And in between the translations, Prabhupada has given his commentary. And that commentary will help us to stop being Sajjaya. This is the best use of it. So please keep Krishna book ready and keep 10th canto also ready. And gradually go from Krishna book to that chapter and you will understand more. And as soon as you come to this conclusion, then you will never go wrong. Your life will be completely sublime, full of all good qualities, reserve of good qualities. Your whole wealth will be only the good behavior. Come what may, we tolerate everything and we only behave good. This is Krishna from 10th canto. And then, again, in addition to this good behavior, we will become completely handsome. And not handsome by this material, all these puffs and powders and whatnot. You color your lips and you color your eyes and color your eyes, this is nothing. By doing this, we cannot show ourselves. Please be natural. Very Krishna conscious person. Whatever face he gives, we accept. Ashlesha vapadatam binashtumam. Adarshanam marvatam karotuva yathatatava. What is it? Mat pranana. You give me monkey face, I'm ready. You give me cat's face, I'm ready. The dog's face, I'm ready. Whatever face you give, I'm ready. This is how the beauty increases. Beauty is the byproduct of the blissful nature that we don't understand. With all the disturbing things, you can never be beautiful. Beauty will come from Krishna consciousness. And we study Krishna, anything we study about him will give you the blissful attitude. And as soon as you are really blissful in your attitude, natural beauty will be there. The circulation of blood must go on to increase our beauty. If that is absent, then your body is dirty. And dirty body will never give you any saundarya, no beauty. Your circulation must go on. And how? We should very well remember one thing, that Krishna is a highly active principle. How much active he should be to run one shop, how much we have to run here and there, one business to conduct one business, how much we have to run here and there. And he has so much unlimited business to control the sun and the moon and the planets and this and that. that and to control so many different living entities. We cannot control ourselves and wife. And he has how many minds to control? He should be getting mad himself. I think he must have the mad the mental hospital there. How much active he should be, I mean to say. We are running that highly active principle. How much active we should be. Don't sit silent. Sitting will give you worries. If you are active in service, nothing will worry you. You be chant, please. Read Bhagavad Gita, or at least keep one small book written by Prabhupada, and be active. Do some housework, keep it clean because it is the temple of the house. Now, this house is temple. How nice deities are there. It's like a temple worship. So this, how much it requires active. It is not an accident that the red color is there and white color is there. Somebody has worked about it. And the more you be active, there won't be any disease at all. We are running after the active principle. And in different fields, please don't sit idle. As soon as your prescribed duty is over, some or the other maintenance work must go on for some time at least. And then be active in the Krishna service. And the blood will flow nicely in your body. And if the circulation is going on, you don't have to worry about the beauty. Those who don't want a beautiful face, they have most beautiful face. Those who want, they get in trouble. Please. The root you understand. And purify your life through the root. And that is required. And it's high time now. Since last so many years, we are hearing these things. Please never stop. Go on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Otherwise, misguidance is there, and so many problems are there. There once happened that nonsense is things we waste time. You know? There was Akbar and Birbal in our country. Akbar was the king, and Birbal was his minister. So one day, the king called Birbal in the middle of night, and he says, "What can I do for you at this hour?" He said, "Go and find out 4 fools. Just now go, and tomorrow early in the morning before 8 o'clock, 4 fools must be in front of me." "All right," he said, "I'm going." Birbal sacrificed everything and went in search of the fools. So one man was riding his pony, you know, and he had a bundle of grass on his head. So Birbal asked, he said, "Sir, you are riding in the pony, put your grass also on." He said, "Am I a fool? I don't want to burden this pony. That's why I'm carrying the grass." Birbal thought, this is one candidate. So one fool is there already. Then he walked further, and he was worried about now where to find the other one. And before 8 o'clock, I had to have 4 fools in front of that great fool. So then again he walked, and to his surprise, one man was digging some earth and searching here, digging. He said, "Sir, what are you doing?" He said, I had buried my ring here, and I'm now digging it. It's not there. "But did you keep any sign there where you put your ring?" He said, "Am I a fool? There was a cloud there." "Big cloud was there, and now this is cloud, and I'm searching nothing." He said, "This one is second." He said, "Don't worry about it, sir. I'll give you the ring. Come on with me." So those 2 fools, Birbal too. Then he said, "Basha, king, 4 fools are ready here." "So where are they?" "They're present before me." So those 2 people came. So this is one. He carried the bundle on his head, riding on a pony. And he thinks that he is carrying, not the pony. "All right," he is grateful. And this one tries to find the ring. And I asked him that where there was some sign wherein you buried your ring. He said, "Yes, cloud was there." He doesn't understand. So this one. "All right," he said, "where are the other 2? "Is it myself? You called me in the midnight and gave me the nonsensical order. So many important things we have to deal. And I went like a fool outside to follow your order. He said, where is the fourth? He said, you. He also followed the nonsensical. Please, without devotional service, our condition is like this, Akbar and Birbal. We completely waste our time in the nonsensical things. Those who don't waste time in these things, they achieve something in the spiritual field, and eventually they are definitely obtain the face-to-face Krishna. Please be sure about it. Don't lose your faith, don't have any doubt, and carry on. Shrunataha Shraddhaya Nittam. Regularly hear Shraddhaya with full faith. And we have heard so much now. So if there is nobody to hear, or you can't go to the temple, or something is there, then you please open the books of Pradya. Read loudly and hear that. And increase your awareness and come out of this rut, so many combinations of the modes of material nature. They are known as Gunavarmi Chakram. Guna Urmi, the waves of the material nature, and there are whirlpools again. We are just wasting our time in this and thinking that I am the doer. That is the root cause of it. We don't know that Krishna does. Please leave it to Krishna for change and be at ease. If you are not at ease, then you will be deceased. So you must have ease. And suppose you are deceased, then to go back to ease, you have to come to Krishna Katha and not other things. Try first Krishna Katha, and I guarantee you that you will be at ease. Please follow these things to the best of your ability, and Krishna will help you. Jai. Have you any questions, one or two? No, it's late. Jai. Jai Mata.
I was wondering, you know, sometimes it seems that people are following the process and doing everything that they understand to do, but still there's anger, still they get irritable quickly. So how to examine what is the reason for that?
I told you, we are consumed by the different combinations of modes. That's why. So we are not up to the mark. We should increase chanting and studying the scriptures. If you don't have time, at least keep one small book written by Prabhupada, and that book will help you.
Sometimes it almost seems like we get angry at ourselves for not being perfect, and then we get angry at everybody else because we're not perfect. You know, it's almost like we expect to be in it, we hear the standard.
Yes.
We expect to be on that standard. We're not on that standard. It's almost like being a little, it's almost like we have to be honest first with our fallen condition to be a little humble.
No, I do realize your question. But the thing is, our foolishness is that we think that I am the doer. So because we think that I am the doer, so we think that by angry at him, he will improve. Or by angry at myself, I will improve. This is the root cause of anger and ignorance. Because we completely forget that Krishna is the remote cause. Immediate cause may be anything else. So if Krishna is the cause, then we should go to Krishna. And it's very easy for me to tell. But even if something occurs, I will also be angry. But this is our endeavor, I told. Granathasya. Bhagavata insists that you have to do this by hearing. Hear as much as possible. And as I told you, if there is nothing to hear, or nobody, or you can't go to the temple, or you can't hear, then open the literatures and please study nicely. One verse will relieve you from all these things. Any verse. And then he says that not only hearing is important, but Granathasya Swachetinam. Our own endeavor is required. And as soon as you follow this, kalena na ati dirgena, without delay in due course of time, Bhagavan Vishwate Radhi, the Supreme Person of Godhead, will appear on the lotus of your heart. And as soon as he is there, he will direct you. Please be self-sufficient about this and don't give in so far as possible to the combination of modes. And if you are winning regarding this, then the result should be that you like the devotees. That is the first result. Then you should know that now I am on the right path. So you will have the all the time association of the people who have surrendered to Krishna. This is the first result. Then you will like the Brahminical culture. Your life will be completely purified. Minimum vices may be there, but no vices really. This is the second result. The third result, that you will like the cows. And please take from me, it is proved now by our Sarveshwar Prabhu, he is writing about it, that cow's milk is the best medicine for curing cancer also. Not only that, but he has researched about the broccoli. Broccoli is the best to remove the cancer germs. So that shows that by respecting cows, unknowingly, we are becoming vegetarians. This thing we like. And the fourth result is, in your own puny capacity, you will try to tell these things to others who are already in miserable condition. And you may not be able to convince, but keep Prabhupada's small books with you and at least give those books to the people. By preaching, you will increase your awareness. And these are the four results of this attitude. As soon as the modes are absent, these things must start. We like Krishna, we like devotees, we like cows, we like Brahminical culture, and the modes are completely absent. Just by hearing these things here, your faces are glowing. So how much they will glow when really you are serious about going through it? I can see very clearly. When I came, your faces were dull really, with all due respect to you. But now because of this understanding or whatever, you are really encouraged to these things. And in the Brahminical culture, always the encouragement is present. That's why I would request the GBCs, if they are here, that please appoint some committee to appreciate. Everybody is trying in his own capacity to do the service. So there must be somebody to appreciate. And every living entity wants to be appreciated. It's very nice of you to come here and hear. I don't have anything except Prabhupada. Please, you also take Prabhupada and you will be completely safe. It's my request. Thank you. Promise me that you will take Prabhupada seriously. That's the end of the whole thing. Jai. Prabhupada ki jai.